Welcome to episode 351 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes of the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, and Lindsay. One of the most overused and dreaded phrases ever spoken to a travel professional has to be, "Can you get me a last-minute deal?" Now, don't get me wrong, we all love a great deal, and then there is nothing we love more than helping you get the best value for your hard-earned money. Unfortunately, last minute, now even more than ever, is synonymous with limited options that don't always line up with your expectations. After 18 months of pent-up wanderlust, it seems as if the entire world is ready to go somewhere, or anywhere, now. Things are booking up and selling out further in advance than most people could ever imagine, so we thought it would be helpful to go over what a last-minute vacation right now looks like and provide our favorite procrastinators with a few tips to help navigate these new, increasingly crowded waters. So let's get started. So I think when you're looking for last minute, there's really nothing that's more important other than being flexible.
Yeah, yeah. And that's true all the time, right? But especially now.
Yeah. Especially now, and going with that mindset of, okay, well, maybe let's not focus on the destination or the or where are the dates, and have a wider range. Yeah. I don't know that I guess people got that misconception for years of advertising. Oh, I got this great last minute cruise deal or this great last minute. And I think it's going to be years before we see that come back again.
Yeah, it's true. And even in the before times, as I call them.
In the before time.
If you wanted, people would call me and say, so I hear that pricing is best last minute. We want to, you know, have four cabins all right next to each other. Well, so yeah, I mean, that you can't do that. Usually last minute, they're guarantees. In other words, you can't choose your cabin. The cruise line will choose it for you. So you're not going to get connecting cabins. You can't request them. It's like basic economy. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit, or you do throw a fit because you didn't know what you were getting. And sometimes, I mean, we've even seen deals of, and a lot of our suppliers have them, of last minute deals that are like surprise packages where you pay and you don't know where you're going. Like, you might know that you're going to Cancun, but you don't know what resort it is. I assure you that 9 times out of 10, that's might not have been a resort you would have chosen for yourself. So
they're not telling you what it is.
They're great deals, but you have to be ready to take anything.
I see a lot of things lately about clients looking for advice or saying, hey, I got clients that are looking to go to a great beach resort with great food, all inclusive for X dollars. Oh, yeah. And they don't want to go to Cancun, Jamaica, or the Dominican. Okay. Could you get any less flexible?
This is such a hard thing, because you don't want people to think you don't want to help them save money. But we all want to be miracle workers, but we can only work with the tools available to help you. And if when they come to you and they ask, and if this inventory is not there, if the flights aren't there, if the it's just not there, there's only so much you can do. When you get that one person that can only travel between this date and this date, and this is the only specific region that they want to go, or this is the one cruise they want to be on, or it just becomes more hard. And I think it's going to be a big part is going to be shifting expectations, because I just had a conversation with someone today that's like, I can't believe Alaska Cruises are sold. We got the last cabin on a May 20, 2022. I'm like, Yeah, you did. because I'm telling you right now, 2023 is looking kind of we're going farther out than people are normally used to, and they're just having this disbelief. I had someone else I talked to today that was like, "Oh, well, we'll call back in January for May." No, you won't.
I mean, you can. Good luck.
But you won't bind anything.
Yeah.
So. What are you telling people as far as that are planning now, that are doing their trips? What are you guys saying for last minute? Because with everything starting up, companies are, I've been trying to prepare people for who are traveling within the next few months that some things might not be open.
Yeah.
Some things may not be operating fully functionally because they're still bringing their staff back. And
some resorts are not, don't have, like the restaurants might be open on a rotating basis. The staff might be not all the way back. You know, you hear it all the time here, or you see pictures of restaurants with things posted that say, you know, please be patient. We are low on staff and we're hiring. It's like that everywhere, all over the world. So, you know, you go there and you think it's going to be some like this service level, but really there's just not as many people working yet and they're not all trained up yet. So you have to be patient. You have to understand that.
Yeah. And that really ties into these countries as they're opening up too. You know, we just recently saw Italy open up and I had people calling me in May as soon as the news came out and they were like, I want to be on the first flight there. Well, first of all, I don't know if you can be because there's only one plane, you know what I mean? But also it may be that once you get there, we don't really know how open it's going to be. So it may be that once you get there, you're going to be sipping limoncello on your balcony. Not that that's a terrible day, but you might not be able to go to the, you know, I don't know that the Colosseum is going to be open. I don't know that you're going to be able to see the David right now. Like, I don't know what those restrictions are going to be. It could be staffing. It could be close quarters. You know, there's just so many reasons why it may or may not be available. So you just have to make sure too. I'm trying to set their expectations that there may be curfews in place on the island that you're going to. And usually the resorts are sort of exempt from those curfews, but only to a certain extent. Sometimes the island is enforcing different rules for vaccinated and non-vaccinated. And, you know, you can feel whatever way you want to about that, but, you know, it's their laws and that's the way it is. So, you know, those are things that you have to be ready for. And I will say, I have booked last minute travel for people during this time. Mm-hmm. I think, and it's out there. But the key thing is don't base all of that on price. Like, be ready. If you really want to do a trip that you really want to do, it may cost more than you're expecting. And, you know, we were offline before this talking about our hotels in Miami coming up and the pricing there. And I just met with a Miami rep and asked him about it. I was like, is this just me? Am I just running into bad luck? He's like, oh, no. There are hotels that are asking four times what they normally ask because they can.
Because they can. And the other thing that people probably, you know, to give a peek behind the curtain, I've been working with trying to get a hold of several tour options for clients and transfers, as I'm sure you all have, and had that disconnect in communications with these companies because they're understaffed or they're not operating, and you're not really able to access these tours that were so easy to set up before, or were so much more prevalent and available, and that availability is just not there right now. And people need to be aware and kind of adjust their expectations accordingly. I mean, the travel was a locomotive, right? We were going a million miles an hour and then everything had to stop. And to get these rusty wheels going again, it takes a little bit of time. And,
Although it's because it looks like the train is going fast. I mean, it feels like everything's opening up really fast, but then you realize that it's not. And I mean, I think Hawaii is one place where we've really seen this. You know, Hawaii has had a lot of restrictions. So these tour operators who are operating the snorkeling catamarans and the dolphin swims and all that, they're not ready yet. Like they may not have the staff, but they also may not know if they can even do it because the regulations have changed so much. So you may see that you could book it, but then you'll find out that you couldn't. You know, they'll come back and say, well, we're not sure yet. We're not going to take your money yet because we're not positive that we can do this.
Or they'll take your money and they'll cancel. It'll cancel.
Yeah, and then they'll give your money back.
Space, and then you'll get your money back. But with the luau's and not having the space and the you know, fighting for space at Pearl Harbor and some of the parks that are requiring admission that you reserve your time to go in. People weren't really expecting that. I think everybody this summer wanted to go to Hawaii and they had no idea. And then the rental car prices, that was the other thing, not being able to rental cars and not...
Not just the prices, but the fact that there aren't any.
The fact that there aren't any.
They have their fleets and they haven't been able to replace them. Same thing with airlines, you know, when they laid off a bunch of people and they weren't flying as many routes, you know, it takes time to build that staff back up and to get, you know, pilots have to be licensed and they have to have so many hours of flying. And so, you know, it takes time to build that expertise back up. And I don't know if anybody's priced the last minute error lately, but
last minute. I'm working with somebody who wants to go to England in October and it's crazy expensive.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's way more expensive than I've ever seen it. Yeah.
All next year, really, every, as far out as I can go is higher than it's ever been. And, so, I mean, that kind of takes us into, so what can people do? What's the best strategy? Cause I know a lot of this is going to depend on being able to kind of maybe go someplace that not everybody else is going to right now.
Or, yeah, and our topic is last minute travel.
Yeah.
So obviously the advice of like, well, wait a few months to travel.
No, isn't really good
advice. If you really want to go last minute, then, but also understand that you're not the first person who thought of the destination you just came up with.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people are just so proud of themselves because they think they're going to go to Key West. I'm like, you understand, Key West is really small and everybody wants to go there because it's as close to the tropics as you can get in the United States without needing a passport or a test to come back. It's not like you're the first person who's thought of it. That is not a good deal. So keep your mind open and maybe consider, you know, I want to travel last minute. Maybe consider going someplace you've never gone before and may not have even thought was interesting. Don't go someplace that sounds totally boring. But if you ever wanted to go, even like, I'm going to give this example, but it isn't a perfect one. If you ever wanted to go see Mount Rushmore, you know, most people aren't going to be like, I can't wait to go to South Dakota.
We're gonna get hate mail from the South Dakota tourists.
And it is a tourist attraction, don't get me wrong, and it's busy and there aren't a ton of hotels around it either. So it's not like it, you know, it's not like it, and then half the summer is taken up by a big motorcycle festival, right? So but you can think of places that might not have been top of lists, and those would be better places.
That's not one.
What?
Oh, don't do it. It's serious. Don't do it. So that trap. And then the other thing is how you get there, right? We can adjust how you get there. You can do one ways. You can do maybe a partial drive and a fly, where you drive to a city that might be a little farther away from you and you fly from there. Or, and with the rental cars, if there's nothing available, or it's really crazy at the airport, you could maybe Uber outside of the city and get your car. I mean, there's some flexibility. There has to be flexibility all around your travels now, both your expectations, where you're going, and how you're going to arrive at your destination.
Yep. Which also ties into be ready to change your plans last minute because your flight might get canceled, or, you know, you got to think fast on your feet. Rail vacations, I think, it's an interesting time for those too. I mean, obviously trains are an enclosed space, but they also can control the number of people booking them. So it might be a great time to take that sort of rail vacation. And there's some really interesting ones out there. Mm. Globus actually has some tours that are like old train routes, you know, like historical train routes. If you're really a train nerd, it's some great stuff out there. So, yeah.
And we know that Rocky Mountaineer is going to be doing some U.S. train tours this year.
Yep.
So
yep.
We just that will be them. Different. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's space on those as well. They're not cheap, though, I will say.
No.
If you're looking for a last-minute deal. But right now, I mean, they're pretty last. They start next month. And so, yeah, there's some close in.
Then one of the other things I've noticed, too, is for me, at least when I was pricing out air for clients this week, I was seeing higher pricing for domestic air than for international air. So if you have your passport and you can get that air, last minute to Bahamas was cheaper than last minute to Florida. Florida for somebody.
It's although that crazy. That changes week to week.
And it does change week to week. Yeah. So, I mean, air is not predictable, but that's one. I mean, I paid less for I just bought air to Europe and I paid less for that than I would have paid to go to Florida this summer.
Well, we touched on this earlier, but, you know, knowing that it will cost more is a bit like, if you want to travel last minute, there's options, but it's probably not going to be a deal.
Yeah.
You know, there's just, you know, they don't put shoes on sale at Neiman Marcus if the shoes are selling. They put shoes on sale when they aren't selling. You know, it's not, it's So the inventory, you know, we're seeing places like Walt Disney World, it's completely full in the next few months because of the celebration and because it's open, people can go. So, I mean, completely full. So don't think that that you're going to find reduced prices. I think there's this sort of concept out there that, oh, they've been closed so long, they'll be desperate for us to come. But in fact, it's a supply and demand thing. They've been closed for so long that everybody wants to go. And so they aren't really having to lure people in. Hotels in Florida are regularly selling to capacity. You know, it's even places that you don't think anybody's heard of. You know, places like Marco Island, I'd heard of, like, I'd maybe gotten one request in 9 years. I've gotten 6 requests for it in the last 2 months, and there's no availability.
Because everyone thinks that no one else is going.
Yeah, right, exactly. And yeah, there's only like 4 or 5 hotels of note, on, you know, they're actually on Marco Island. So, yeah.
I think I had 2 people on my friends list this week that were in Marco Island.
Yeah, I mean, it's popular. It looks very nice.
So I think one thing the last year taught us is that even if you're going to travel last minute, you really need to consider trip insurance, because there are people who their entire vacations were saved because they spent that little bit of extra on some trip insurance and didn't just wing it.
Yep. We actually, and we talked on a previous episode about the accident I had when I was on a cruise ship, and you know, that was so much easier because I had the insurance. But that's also the sort of thing that happened in a split second. And everybody's like, oh, well, I'm going in 3 days, so I don't need insurance because I, you know, I'm not going to get sick in 3 days. Anything can happen in 3 days. You know, you could be chopping up a tomato and have a pretty bad cut, and, you know, and it may prevent you from going anywhere. So don't assume that because it's close in, you don't need to insure yourself. Just because you're pretty sure you know what the next week holds in your life doesn't mean you do.
Doesn't mean you know what's going to happen while you're traveling or on the way back, or if you get stuck somewhere, if you miss
your flight. It only takes a moment. Yeah.
It just takes a minute. And with all the flights that are canceling and changing, times changing constantly, it's really, really easy to end up missing your connection window for that last minute cruise you booked or that for whatever you plan on doing. And then you're in trouble and you're out of your money. So,
or, you know, if your flight cancels and they can't, because all their flights are full for the next 2 days, so you can't get down to Mexico for the next 2 days, there may not be available. You know, you might say, oh, sure, I can wait 2 more days to go, but we might not be able to find you a hotel room. Like, it may be sold out by then. So there's nowhere for you to sleep if you go later.
So, and being creative too, back to that, but maybe doing split stays at hotels and resorts. I know people, you know, I've had a lot of clients in the past. We've all had a lot of clients that do that for theme park vacations, but it might not be a bad idea for other types of vacations too, depending on if you want to travel for longer, last minute. It might be the only way to fit that destination into your, to make it happen.
Yep. We were talking to Sandals the other day, and sometimes that can, you know, if they have inventory, you know, that's where you might be able to find it. They might have 3 days at one resort and then 3 days at their resort next door. And so you can piece together, you know, almost a week at two resorts by where there isn't 4 days in a row or 5 days or 6 days at that resort, but there's three, you know, so yeah, you can piece those together that way.
I think that'd be great.
I know, right?
I know, right?
I like to travel like that. I like to go see multiple properties and get to experience multiple.
I mean, it's a little bit of a hassle packing your bags and switching resorts, but if you're staying within the same resort line, they might be able to help you out with transfers and that kind of stuff and just make it pretty painless.
And if you do a butler at Sandals, they'll pack and unpack for you.
There you go.
Just saying.
There's butler level rooms available, but yeah. So, if you're creative, and again, that flexibility is so key. It's like, if you really just want to get away, I mean, certainly, you know, when you call one of us to book, having a place in mind, but be ready for us to say, well, have you considered this or that? Because you can't, you know, the availability just may not be there. So depending on your standards and your desire of what to do, we may be able to think of something that is easier to find availability in. And again, with the, going back to the, what kind of experience to have, don't get too much in your head about what you're going to be able to do, because regulations and procedures can change. So, you know, you may get to a resort in St. Lucia and find that you're not allowed to leave property because, you know, depending on your vaccination status or what have you. Like, there's different rules in different places, and it could change between the time you book the trip and the time that you go on the trip, even if you book the day before.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, George, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.